It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Every comic owes a great debt to Bob Hope, to his manner, to his form, to his fills. But I want to tell you.
But I want to tell you.
But I want to tell you.
I want to tell
you. I want to tell you.
But I want to tell you.
I got to tell you, that is marvelous.
And I want to tell you.
A lot of the other shows were held up because of the writer's strike. Fortunately, I have never had to depend on writers. Those white cards you see flipping in front of me are part of the air conditioning.
One thing I remembered is hearing the growl, you know, the Bob Hope growl.
The growl came when we're chasing girls.
I tell you, sir, women are all alike. Sensational.
It's a wonderful delivery, so clean that the setup payoff.
Hey, I'm going to be on the air 8 times this year. There'll be 7 comedy specials, and we're hoping that this is one of them.
I always have a good time on plane trips. I carry tranquilizer pills. Of course, some stewardesses refuse to take them, but I think...
Well, we're coming to you from Caesar's Palace. It's a family hotel. Every guy you meet here is with his niece. No, around here, if you see a man running naked through the lobby, he's either a streaker, a loser, or his wife arrived a day early. But I think it's heartwarming that the government's giving every one of us a rebate. It makes you proud to live in a country where you can go to the unemployment office by cab. It's really a muddle. People need the rebate so they can pay their taxes, and the government needs our taxes so they can afford the rebate.
Often, when we would have taped the whole show, and then something important happens, he would rewrite the entire monologue and borrow somebody else's audience.
He did it at the Johnny Carson show. After Johnny Carson's show was over, he insisted the audience stay. There was a rope up, and 3 guys with little Uzis. They'd stand by the door. Get back in the seat. Bob Hope's going to do the monologue.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
I'm a man who lives in the city. I'm a man who lives in the street.
Sorry. Don't be. That was worth it.
Is it good?
Just felt like starting the show that way.
With a sound effect.
The crunch.
Yeah. Those are macadamia. I'm sorry. Wasabi.
Uh-huh. Potato chips.
Wasabi mustard potato chips.
And
right.
They're awfully good.
Good
are
Lord.
Yeah. How'd you find them?
They have them at Target. They're Archer Farms.
Archer Farms. Good product.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
It comes from the great product, Target, that we've always been a big fan of. I almost sounded like Queen's third person there. It is Friday, May 16, 2008. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today on the big broadcast, We welcome Prelo Alexander. I have never heard a man named Prelo. Thank you for applauding. Applaud the name. He lived on minimum wage. Can you turn my headphones down a little bit?
Sure.
Testing 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. There, that's much better. He lived on minimum wage intentionally. And something I'll be doing after this morning, and wrote about it in You Want Fries With That. That's the name of his book.
His book, mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So he's a rich guy that actually slummed it for a while. Is that how this works?
Rich. He categorizes himself as a white-collar worker.
Okay.
And decided to write a book and actually did many minimum wage jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it should be interesting to talk with him.
Yeah. Did he ever sell carpet?
That he did not, because that's a 6-figure job.
Did he work as a receptionist in a hair salon?
No, he did not.
Did he capture the imaginations of all the Mike O'Mara Show listeners?
No, he did not.
With his wit and prettiness?
Oh, no.
And boobies?
Boobs.
We also welcome the first in a series of auditions for our movie reviewer.
All right.
When we say hello to Dustin, the movie boy.
Yes.
He goes to themovieboy.com. That's his website.
The Movie Boy.
The Movie Boy, because we need a movie person on the show.
Sure.
I like movies. You know, I was talking with BDK in the hallway. We were talking about the fact that, do you remember the day where you had movies every single week? Mm-hmm. That every week there was a blockbuster movie coming? I mean, really, or something you really wanted to see.
Right.
And now it's just a bunch of crap. You don't get a chance to see, you know, what do we get? We wait a month before we get really decent movies, you know?
At least.
Like Cloverfield, which was amazing, and I don't think got enough credit when it was in theaters because I thought it was fantastic, and I watched it on a little DVD the other night.
And we're still weeks away from Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Is it really weeks away before that one breaks?
It's next week. It's the 22nd, right? May
22nd. Too long, whatever it is.
It seems like it's been 15 years.
We can ask Dustin.
Yeah, we can ask him that. Yeah. The thing is, though, that's like taking the TV show, Get Smart. Mm-hmm. It's like, where is
it's
the original
easy.
Idea?
The new
it's
ideas.
Easy, you know. Okay, mm-hmm. Are we running out of cartoons to turn into movies now? It's ridiculous. But all this will be chat with Dustin the Movie Boy and the debut of a very, very exciting game today when we play The Power of 10.
Ooh.
It's not a fun game. It's a scary game.
It's a game of skill, is it not?
Not the way we play it.
No
would you like
at all.
To, would you like to preview the jingles for The Power of 10?
We got jingles?
From the Joe Ardinger Studios.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the kind of music accompaniment that you will hear with Power of 10.
Power of 10.
Would you want the longer one?
Yeah, please.
Okay, this is my favorite.
Power of 10. Power of 10.
Does that suck?
It doesn't.
But brilliantly.
It's so bad, it's good.
And during the game, if you answer incorrectly, we have a jingle for that as well.
Power of 10,
I love that. So we'll be playing Power of 10. We'll have our movie boy and talk to the guy that was that slummed it for a while.
Yeah.
And we'll tell about his experiences in this horrible economy of trying to live on minimum wage, which, you know, I really don't know why we had to go out and get an author for that. You know, we could just say 877-365-3636.
We've got buildings full of them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're all over here. We'd be
fine. There's some people that work for free in this building. What are you talking about?
There are indeed. Yeah. And when you come around on the weekend, everybody works for free at this place.
If you call that work.
It is the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. That is our telephone number. So that's what you call to get on the line, to get on the air. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O-WJFK. Our emails go to O'Mara, O-M-E-A-R-A, at WJFK.com, and go to WJFK.com also to download our fabulous podcasts. And you can post your thoughts, too, because I read those thoughts each and every evening. I love to read those lovely, pleasant thoughts that we get about the show.
Yes.
Coming soon, in fact, Big O and Dukes were just asking me about this, our midday show here in D.C., MikeO'MaraShow.com. Do we have word on when that's gonna hit, as it were?
Next week.
Next week is the debut?
Yeah.
I told them that on their show, and I thought I was lying.
Not at all.
All right. Welcome to the big show. How's everybody? We got Buzz over here.
Hi.
Rob over here.
I want to tell you.
Beth Ann over here.
Hello.
Is this the anniversary of Bob Hope's death? Why were you playing Bob Hope?
I felt like Bob Hope today.
You just love Bob Hope.
I love to hear him growl.
How's your tummy feeling today?
Better.
Good. All right. I'm glad everybody's doing well. Mm-hmm. I am going to be a little warning to all of you today. I might be a little testy today.
Yeah, how was your day?
Today, my day could not have possibly remotely on any level sucked more than it did today.
I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
All right. It has been in the Post, and it's been in the local newspapers around the area, that my little restaurant closed, which is true. It is no surprise. I will enlighten people that might be familiar with what's going on that all you read is not true about the circumstances. Mm-hmm. It was a combination of a lot of different issues that resulted in the closing of the restaurant. The obvious ones, the economic slowdown, the fact that business was not as good as we wanted it to be, and it was not specifically because we had gotten fined from ABC, which is called Alcohol Beverage Control. Mm-hmm. That is a contributing factor. There's no doubt about that, but that was not the sole reason. In fact, we probably would have stayed open, you know, if all the circumstances had worked for us. That was just one piece of the puzzle.
Pretty
so
common.
When you read that from the Annies and the Roxannies and the people that the people that seriously, these two hens that get their information from watching Access Hollywood or reading another newspaper that really do not appear to do any legitimate journalism. And I really question, you know, how they do it. Just because you didn't get in touch with me, because I chose not to speak with you, is not a reason to get the facts wrong. And I wanted the facts to be clear. Am I sad about it? Yes and no. I am sad because it was a wonderful experience for the 4 years that we had it open. But I'm not totally broken up because it has really opened my eyes. People told me this going in, that this is an amazingly difficult business to be in. It's got a tremendous failure rate also.
80%.
And, you know, I'm bummed, but I'm not really, it's not like tearing me apart because I go in there and I say to myself, you know, first of all, never say never. You never know, you know, whether it might resurrect itself.
Right.
But you also, you know, you just, I can't do it. And in order to be totally 1,000% successful, you have to have people that own it that are there all the time.
All the time.
That's it. That's the main factor. And that's what I tell people as well. And when you're not there all the time, it's just not, you know, unless, you know, I'm going to put $3 billion into something and open 30 of them
up. Seems like a lot.
That's a little, that's a little pricey, and I didn't I didn't want to do that. So today was spent with the city fathers, where my restaurant is located.
Oh. Hello, hello.
Going through all the last stuff that you have to go through.
A lot of paperwork.
And when you close, you have people that, even the people that are running it for you at a certain point, they got to go bye-bye, and they did go bye-bye. So we're kind of like trying to do our jobs and take care of the last bills, and it was just a nightmare. It was such a drag.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just going through, you know, this tax and this tax and all the stuff that really, you know, if I was to be really successful, I probably should have been there doing it all myself, but obviously it was impossible. But this is all the stuff that you have to cover and you have to do it. And, you know, we'd get done with one issue with a tax here. And we said, okay, we'll take care of that one. That's fine. And then they'd move on to another one. And then we'd get done with that one. And then they'd move on to another one. And then they'd say, okay, well, you're fine. You're up to date on this. Oh, but there's this other fee. And then we said, oh, and there's this little late fee that you have
here.
Were
you just constantly writing checks?
It was not. It was waiting. It was the waiting game, you know, because what our thing was, a lot of these fees and these numbers were based on an entire year, and they had to do what's called prorate them because we were only open through through April.
Eight numbers.
You know, everybody knows. I have not made any kind of secret about the fact that this restaurant, you know, I got on the air and said, hey, you're going to hear about this. It's going to be in the papers. And what's amazing to me about the newspapers, and I include the local town newspaper where you know, where the restaurant is, it's called the Manassas Journal. And they were calling and calling and calling, and the people from the Post, as you know, through the radio station, were calling and calling and calling. I didn't want to talk about it because I've got this forum to talk about it and tell you exactly what's going on. And it sucks with a capital S, but it's not, you know, all is not what you read. Yes, Rob Spiewak, he's raising his hand.
It sounds like the founding fathers were giving you something of a hard time. Did you not remind them that you're something of a famous radio personality?
Rob, if that had amounted to a hill of warm spit,
yeah,
I wouldn't be talking about this right now.
I understand.
But I think an important thing to point out is that we, you know, try to do the very best we can as far as living up to the letter of the law. And, you know, it's very, very frustrating when, you know, when they're constantly kind of checking you out.
Watching.
You know, and you know, really.
They
you know,
have to do
I can't say anything. You know, I'm not going to do this because I'm going to get myself in trouble if I talk about it. But suffice to say, as far as the powers that be, they certainly took a good look at me.
Yes.
They paid attention to me. I will tell you that. They paid attention to me probably more than they paid attention to anybody else. Now, it might sound like, oh, you're sour grapes. No, I'm telling you what I believe to be a fact.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I figure I can talk about it, maybe I'll talk about it down the road. But it was very, very difficult. And then, you know, and you read about that, too. So life goes on. That's the way it is. I you know, I think that, you know, I think I got my bad karma last night by getting on the websites, by reading the RadioGodsForum.com. And I hate that website. I really do. I get on there, and we got so many people that love the show, but then we have people that pick the show apart with such a fine-tooth comb that it drives me out of my mind. And you know how we are in the radio business.
We're sensitive. Any,
even the slightest negative. Like, everybody was, they had this little thread going where they were picking on our ghost lady. And I liked our ghost lady, the callers liked our ghost lady, and I was getting pissed off as I'm reading this. You know, it's just like, oh, God, she's coming back for another break. These are people that actually type, and while they are listening to the show. We've talked about that before.
Do you suppose they have jobs? What do
they
do?
I don't know what they do, man. I have no idea what they do.
They put more time into picking the show apart as it goes on than, honestly, we do preparing the show.
I've stopped looking.
But they hate it. They hate it when we mention the website because a lot of people go to it. So whatever you do, do not go to RadioGodsForum.com.
And that's .com.
Let's take a phone call right now. Let's go to DJ. DJ in Sacramento, you're on the air. How you doing, DJ?
I'm doing excellent. I don't hate. I love. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Where is
Charlie,
amazingly enough, Charlie, over the last couple of weeks, has had a little bit of a throat problem.
Under the weather.
And he's nurturing that throat problem, and we expect him back any day now.
Yes,
we're looking forward to that.
I got a note from Charlie's doctor.
What did Charlie's doctor, Dr. Vinny Gumbat, say?
He removed Charlie's neck.
Oh, so it's got to grow back now.
Yeah, but it is growing back, mm-hmm. and hopefully we can have him on soon.
Well, Charlie was very disappointed that he didn't get a chance to do the interview that Beth Ann had set up for him with one of the Deal or No Deal girls, which we were very
excited
about.
His favorite show.
Someday.
Let's go to, I think, what is your name? I can't even, is it Akolos?
Think of Apollo with an S at the end.
Akolo.
Yeah, but with an S, Apollos. How are you doing, sir?
Akolo from West Virginia. How are you, Akolo?
No, not from West Virginia. Just passing through, man.
Okay.
From Baltimore, missed the show. I only get it when I'm driving through. Hey, man, this is such an honor. I'm like a cool version of Rob. I grew up with you guys listening for like 20 years, you know, and so it's so cool to be able to hear you when I'm on the road.
You're a cool version of me?
There is one.
What's that like?
That's funny and cool. Are you like somebody that doesn't have a crew cut haircut and goes out and gets laid every night?
Well, yeah, something like that, pretty much.
How fat are you?
Yeah, are you a fat guy?
Well, you know, I definitely put on a few. I used to be an athlete, and pretty much.
Just like Rob.
All right, let's get vital statistics right now. How big are you?
6'4".
And how much do you weigh?
Right now, 265.
Oh my God,
that's not.
You're svelte.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're
celebrity
svelte.
You most resemble?
I need to put this out before you guys cut me off. I've always had a crush on Beth Ann. Mm-hmm.
Just like Rob.
Hey, Akolo, I got to tell you something. I put it down on my little cheat sheet today that we're going to have to cover the love life of one Beth Ann McBride. Yeah, so sit tight for that and listen to that because I'm very excited about that because I have a theory. You know, it's been a little difficult, what with the whole Buzz Babe issue and Beth Ann's attempt to sabotage it.
Yes.
One of the reasons I think that's happening is because a lot of times when Beth Ann's on the show, we really devote a tremendous amount of time to your love life, and we haven't done that. We haven't done that at all,
and
I think we're going to do that. I think we're going to spend some time talking about that because I think that's going to make us all happier. Because, you know, we're not going to resort to hypnosis. It's not going to happen like that. We're not going to hypnotize you. No, that won't work. Let's go to Adam in Woodbridge. Adam, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Adam?
I'm fine. Hello, Mike. Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Hi.
I just want to say, don't let them get you down about the restaurant. I love the place. In fact, we had the wake for my very best friend at your place.
We were big in wakes.
You put the casket on the bar?
Yeah, Scottish Irish wakes. It was a perfect spot.
Yeah, you know, it was a good place for a wake. Good place to drown your sorrows. Well, you know, what I'm bummed about is that, and this is going to sound cold, not about the fact that the place is closing. I'm bummed that I got a hassle with all this crap now.
Oh,
that's the part
that
I don't like. I don't want to deal with
Who
that.
Who likes
it's
accountants and lawyers?
That's the whole, no, there's still stuff you got to clean up, you know, as you go on. And we're going
to
go
hire
on.
People?
Look, you know, who knows? It might go on. It might go on as another place. It might go on as my place. You never know. I mean, we really don't know right now. But, you know, it's just the way it is. And if you really wanted a reason that I closed the restaurant along with my business partner, we just got sick of dealing with the crap.
There's an awful
we
lot.
We really got
there?
Sick. This restaurant, look, I mean, we were not far away from maybe saying, hey, suck it up and let's do it. But let's do it again. Mm-hmm. That would have required both my business partner and me to dive in and be there.
You
and unfortunately, you know, with the show now, there's only one name on it now.
Right.
And the fact is, I got to be here and pay attention to that. And I couldn't do that. And we both came to that conclusion. You know, my business partner, he's in the real estate game. He's got to bust his ass to make what he used to make in the boom times with half the work. So he's working twice as hard. So it's, you know, that's where it is right now. And a lot of people have asked me, you know, how come you don't talk about it enough while I'm doing it today? I'm finally letting it out. I'm purging myself. I'm getting it out on the table and letting everybody, you know what's happening. Todd.
It was open for 4 years, right?
4 years,
just over 4 years?
Over four
I'm
years.
I'm just curious because you see so much turnover. What percentage of employees that you hired in those 4 years worked out?
Yeah, who were still there 4 years later.
A lot of turnover in the business.
A lot of turnover. There were one or two that were there for a while.
It's tough.
I don't think we had anybody from beginning to end.
It's tough to keep a solid staff in a restaurant.
Well, that's the business. That's the way it works. Right. Yeah. Todd, you're on the air. Hello.
Normal.
Hey, Radio God, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Todd?
I have a comment and a question.
Yes, go ahead.
If your restaurant was in Sacramento, it's still open because we're all starving out here.
Well, that's because of the blockade that I implemented on the town of Sacramento. And
we need more restaurants. Hey, how's How's Don doing?
Don, the only contact that I've had with Don, uh-huh. Don sent me a wonderful little text from his phone down when he was down at Clemson with a picture of him
yes.
and Bart and the graduation, yeah. and I sent him a nice text back about you know, hope he's enjoying his scooter down there, and that's so far, you know, I think Don's letting us get our sea legs here,
right.
and we're letting Don get his sea legs as far as his retirement goes,
right.
and you know, and I wished him the very best, and I know he was the proud papa when he sent that picture
of
Bart.
He looked proud.
I know he was super psyched about that. It's another thing. I got on that website and said, and they don't talk about Don. I think I mentioned Don probably at least every other day on the show.
Yeah, that's about right.
You can't forget where you came from. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know, that's why you don't get on those websites.
Right.
You know who told me that? Don Geronimo told me not to get on those websites, and
What's the website to avoid?
I think it's called RadioGodsForum.com.
.com.
Right now, they're going out of their minds.
Oh,
they're going
course.
Crazy, right? Going crazy right now. Okay, because you know what they like? They like the abuse.
Sure.
So enjoy yourselves, forum losers.
It's like a virtual e-Sacramento.
It is. Jill from Kansas, you're on the show.
Hi,
Jill.
Hello, Jill.
I'm kind of embarrassed to be talking on the radio.
Oh, that's no need. Yeah.
We're the ones who should be embarrassed.
What's that name of that guy on that office? What's the big guy with the forehead last
Kevin?
Night?
Kevin.
Are you related Kevin. To Kevin, Jill?
I don't think so.
Well, would you like the potato chips in the vending machine? What can we do for you, Jill?
Well, I come from Buzz's stomping ground by Mount Hope. He said he used to hang out there sometimes.
There are no mountains, and there's not much hope for
him. No.
I think he said that he did Mount Hope, is what he said.
Hey, Jill?
Yes?
What is wrong with you?
Yes?
So why'd you call, Jill?
I just wanted to say you guys were doing a good job. My husband and I have been listening for... 20 years. And,
wow.
And
wonderful,
how is
Jill.
Jack?
Yeah, I was always scared I was going to marry somebody named Jack.
Yes,
God,
of course. Yes, yes. The heartland of America. Been dodging the tornadoes, have you?
Yes, thank God.
That's great. Well, that's Jill, we certainly appreciate the call. And I know Buzz, being from your hometown and all that, I know he appreciates the call.
I had friends who had a farm in Mount Hope, used to spend summers there.
What was their last name? I probably know them.
I believe it was...
It's been a long time.
It was. I'm trying to think. They were porn stars, weren't they?
Some of them, yes.
How is the porn industry out there, Jill?
In Mount Hope.
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, okay. I mean, do you like porn, Jill?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, no, not all. So, Jill, come on. You don't have, like, a DVD line around the house at all?
No.
Really? How about Jack? Does he have any?
Probably so.
Yeah, the girl.
Probably.
Well, Jill, you have yourself a nice weekend, okay?
All right.
You know, hey, Jill, do me a favor. This weekend,
uh-huh.
try something innovative in the boudoir, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Something a little hanky-kinky, okay? Something
okay.
a little different.
Tell him we sent you.
Just roll in there and, like, you know, even just try something on, like maybe one of his outfits, you know? Try his fire
God.
Suit on. Why don't you do that?
He's 6'4". He's huge. I don't think I could.
Yeah. Oh, come on. He's a big man,
there's
right?
A start.
Yeah.
Is he fat, too?
Like a Rob.
Oh, he's like, right, okay, so that's a yes.
High
and,
praise.
you know, this, I think, you know, roll into the bedroom and have a little fun. Do something different. Wake him up tomorrow morning. What does he work on Saturdays or does he get the day off?
No, well, as a farmer, no.
Oh, he's a farmer.
Yeah,
well,
that's
so you'll have to get. Here's an even better idea. Mm-hmm. What time's he normally got a rally being a farmer? About 4:30 in the morning?
About 7.
Oh, that's a piece of cake.
As
you,
early as that.
You, here you go. Now, what kind of farm is it? Dairy?
We have beef cattle.
Rich beef cattle.
Cattle?
It's a cattle farm.
Kansas beef.
So you have to have a barn, correcto?
Yes.
Okay, here's what you do. You get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, an hour before he gets up, and you fix yourself up, you know? Maybe, I don't know, if you can go to another part of the house where there's a shower, you know, clean yourself up. And even if you can't, you know, at least clean yourself down there, you know what
yes,
I mean?
Please.
Just get yourself all prepped
freshen
and stuff.
Up, yeah.
Then put your sexy outfit, paint yourself a little paint in the morning, head down to the barn, like where the first stop he's going to make. Not
uh-huh.
not in the house, not in the farmhouse, but in the barn.
In the barn.
I guess I could dress up like Dorothy on Wizard of Oz.
Well, very hot.
Okay, or, if you want to go there.
Whatever his kink is.
If you want to go there, polypedophilia, that's okay. That wasn't my first thought. I was thinking more Daisy Dukes, you know?
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you get yourself painted up. What's his name again?
Brian.
Brian gets up to go, you know, prepare the feed for the beef cows.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you're in barn number one, and all of a sudden he walks in, and there you are. And you go, listen, before you start the chores, I've got one chore you can do.
Yeah, good.
And then just maybe rip the blouse off.
Sure.
What do you think about that, Jill?
Well, I'd probably put a little spice into our marriage.
There you go.
Yay.
Okay, you have a good weekend, Jill.
Thank you.
You call me next week and let me know how it went.
Okay.
All right, baby, you take care of yourself. She won't do it. Rick from Virginia, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm doing
great,
y'all. Rick.
Hey, y'all. Hey, you're doing a good job, Mike.
Thank you very much, Rick.
What are you going to do with that beautiful sign out there at the old restaurant?
Why, you want it?
Everybody wants that sign.
No, I think you should blow it up or something.
No, I'm not going to blow it up.
It's really big.
I got to say this delicately as well, Rick. The fact that I'm necessarily not going to be the principal owner doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be gonzo, okay? We're not really sure just yet. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
So blowing up a sign would be very, very difficult. We wouldn't want to do that. That would be kind of cart before
the
horse.
What would the city fathers say about a nice controlled explosion? Would they tax it?
Okay, let's go to JP in Virginia.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike? Not Don and Mike anymore. So right.
That's okay,
so
no problem. That happens a lot.
I'll tell you what, I had a restaurant in Fairfax City for 25 years. Mm-hmm. It got so bad with the ABC Nazis trying to shut you down, trying to bust
hey,
you every
all right,
time.
I'm not in a... Hey, buddy,
that's his opinion.
That's you're saying that's that not, I'm not, because right. I'm still there.
Yeah, the right. ABC Nazis, they go out of their way to bust you. It's horrible. When they need extra money, they come in and do a sting and go out of their way with somebody who looks, you know, who's 30 years old, but only 18.
Was that a factor in putting you out of business?
Oh, it helped.
Yeah. Oh, well, JP, you know I'm not in a position to comment about that. You know that, right?
Yeah, I understand that, but I can say it for you. But these people are horrible.
Or for yourself.
And then they go out of their way to nickel and dime you for every tax and every, everything that they want. And whenever they need something, re-beautification of the city, they want they got their hands in your pocket.
I just thought of something.
Breath,
all right, well, thank you. JP, I can't really comment on any of that because we got to – but I do appreciate your thoughts. It's very nice of you. Tough business. Everybody knows that. That's I'm not going to say that anymore. I've said my piece on the restaurant.
Right.
I really don't think I need to say any more about
it. Let's
I think it's
that.
Very essential that we bring this gentleman in very quickly. Sven Lloyd from the Big Owen Duke Show. Bethann, this is the intern on the Big Owen Duke Show. Sven Lloyd, the gay intern. Yes, the gay intern.
He's a fancy lad.
Yes, bring Sven Lloyd in. This I became aware of this probably, I don't know, like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah, like the first week of doing the show.
And you've been thinking a lot about it?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I only have a vague idea, and so I don't want to venture a guess.
Okay.
I want to find out for sure, along with everyone else.
What's he doing? Is he putting his face on? Here he comes. What the hell took
he
you
is.
So long?
Do
you take that long to get into the Big O and Duke Show? This is afternoon drive, baby. This isn't middays. When you're summoned, you come. I mean, oh, no.
Wrong
All right.
choice of words.
Let's welcome Sven Lloyd. Sven, say hi to the Mike O'Mara Show listeners.
Hello, everybody. How are you all doing?
You know Buzz, of course.
I do know Buzz.
And you know Rob?
We've met.
We've only met.
Rob and I have met. Yes, we have.
There's Sven headphones Lloyd. There if you like, Sven.
Yes, oh, go ahead. Put your headphones on there. How long have you been associated with the Big O and Duke Show here on the Midday Show on WJFK?
Since January. I've been interning since January.
How
I'm
are
very
you?
Nervous. I'm sorry.
How are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm really liking it.
Now, did I understand also you got a little show on the weekend here? They gave you like a little one-hour show
or
something?
They gave me a one-hour trial run. You
right.
Know?
How'd that go for
it's
you?
It's called Straight Talk with Sven Lloyd. And
Straight Talk. I get it.
Yeah.
Please explain the name. Sven Lloyd.
Yeah, please explain that.
What is that whole name? The Sven. Is Sven really your name?
No, my real name is Thomas, but everyone just calls me Sven Lloyd because that's just.
You know who he sounds like?
Who?
Do you know the tape we used to have of Millionaire with Regis?
Yes.
Where Regis has the gay guy
the
that wins.
This is my partner, Thomas.
I'd buy a million pairs of shoes.
Thanks, Regis.
Thank you, Regis. Oh! Sven.
Yes, sir.
I have to ask you a few questions because it became. I became aware of the fact that you have a crush on a certain individual on this radio program.
Ooh.
And I mean, it's been.
On this show.
You haven't been shy about it.
No, not at all. You can see it.
How long have you lusted after Mr. Buzz Burbank?
Oh!
You have been shy about it. This is really the first I've officially heard
Hello,
of
Buzz.
It.
Hello, Buzz, yes.
I only heard about it about a week ago, and I wasn't sure what I'd heard.
Say hi to Sven Lloyd. Normally, I thought it's the ladies.
What is it, Thomas?
And I'll call you Thomas.
Thomas.
Buzz can call me whatever he wants.
Okay. Here we go.
How long has this gone on? Is this something that developed since you've been at the station or when you were listening? Or tell me about
Ever since he stepped foot into this building when I've been here, I saw him, and I was like, wow.
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 I'm flattered. That's not really all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah. This is delightfully uncomfortable.
Not for me.
Buzz, I know, of course not for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever fantasized about, playing for the other team at all?
No, I hadn't.
Did you
all caught me by surprise.
Do you know the history of Buzz Burbank?
What's the history of Buzz Burbank?
Oh, let me tell you, Sven Lloyd. I'm going to tell you exactly. Rob knows this, too. Buzz, back in the day, was known to be a swinger.
Oh, that's right.
Experimenting when I was younger.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you're older, too.
Well, I love that awkward moment of silence
that
right there.
Awkward.
Even from you, Rob, you seem to have clammed up as well.
What? This is a marvelous TV show to watch.
Look at Rob's rosy cheeks.
Wow.
The other ones, too.
Well, so
what does that mean?
So do you currently have a boyfriend, Sven?
No, I don't. I'm single.
You're single?
Yes,
and,
I'm single.
Now, did you get a lot of interest on your little show that you did on the weekend? A lot of the boys call up and want to get together?
I got a lot of quote-unquote straight guys calling up.
Really?
Wanting some advice from Your Majesty, Sven Lloyd.
So you had no idea that old Sven here had the steaming undies for you.
I'd heard only the slightest rumor, and I wasn't sure if I'd heard correctly, so I made no assumptions.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The only thing I would tell you, Sven, is that as you continue your association with WJFK, there'll be social events, there'll be parties. We'll have a very good time and
alcohol.
And you never know if you really get him loaded one night. You know that might look at the way he's looking.
I can see that.
Look at that, and you're blushing. Thomas, I like that,
Thomas. Let me just say, you're a very
that's hot,
very handsome young man.
Oh dear God.
And I'm very flattered, and I take it as a compliment.
Thank you.
But can't we just be friends?
Coming from a silver fox, I'm sorry.
Silver fox.
Here we go.
I've not seen a coworker take an interest in Buzz like this since Fez worked here.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
Yes, he is nice. Maybe Sven could help you with the news someday when our interns aren't around.
I certainly need help.
Yeah, sure. Maybe he could pull your actualities.
Buzz, can I be a buzz babe?
No.
He can be a buzz boy.
All right. Well, now get out of here, Sven Lloyd.
Right.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Very, very interesting. And send Ms. McBride back in when you get a chance.
Yes.
Nice to see you, Sven.
Thank you, Sven.
Take care,
gay Sven. There he goes.
I know we should break, but should we call the other guy that we had a question about?
Oh, yeah. Call the other guy, yeah, because Rob became aware of this.
This
is more Rob's
ago.
Thing than
anybody.
Well,
I was just curious.
What's this guy's name?
Bo.
Now, not only has Sven Lloyd said that he has a crush on you, Buzz, but this guy, Bo,
who
works
on.
Here, has a screensaver of Rob's.
He did last week. I saw it on Friday when I walked in. And
yeah,
it
but here's the thing, and I'm going to give you my theory on this. You seem more excited about that than he might be.
Well, I don't know. Hey, Colette, it's Rob. Can we have Bo, please?
Sure,
what does Bo do here? Now, is Bo an intern?
You gave Bo an evaluation the
he's
first week
assistant.
Of the show.
Oh, all right.
Oh, he's a sales assistant.
A job evaluation.
Thank you, Colette.
I don't remember what I have for breakfast today. What the hell am I supposed to remember?
So you're gonna meet Bo again.
Bo LeBlanc speaking.
Hey, Bo, Mike O'Meara down in the studio. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Bo, do you really have a screensaver of Rob Spiewak on your computer?
Yeah, I have a picture of him that I did. I think.
What do you mean that you did? That you took of him?
Yes.
That I drew up. I think Beth Ann got it for the play.
Bo, enough. Come to the studio, please.
Can you come down
now,
for
very,
a moment?
Very quickly. We do have to break.
Thank you.
We're on a time schedule today.
He drew this?
We're on a time schedule every day. All right.
His name is Bo LeBlanc.
That's all he had to say is when I did a picture of Rob. Okay.
Well, when he said he did it, I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
He was inspired by something you guys talked about.
Really?
So that, so
there's a story behind
this. Yes.
Hi, step up to the microphone Bo.
And he's quick, too.
How you doing?
Hey there.
Hey, have a seat. Put the headphones on.
Listen to that manly hey there.
So you play for the other team, son? Is that
no?
You don't have any gay experiences in your background?
Not one.
You haven't gone out drinking with Sven Lloyd anytime and maybe tried to play for the other team for, half hour or so?
No, I see him scampering around here all the time.
You ever enjoyed a popper?
Popper?
Popper, yeah. It's a drug of choice in the gay community.
No.
Don't ask me how I know that.
How do you know that?
But I do! You've drawn a picture of Rob, and you have a screensaver of Rob on your computer.
Yeah,
It looks like the Kentucky Fried Bucket, but it's Rob's face.
Mm-hmm. On the bucket where the colonel would be.
It just surprised me when I came to work and I saw my face as your screensaver, and I didn't know what your intentions were.
Rob, does it look like you? Is it a good likeness?
I knew it was me when I saw it. Mm-hmm.
And you drew this, Bo?
Yeah, I drew it on the computer.
Wow. Amazing.
Can I ask you why?
Yeah, why?
I was inspired by his nomination to the Kentucky Colonels.
Oh, you got into that.
As an inspired colonel.
You like, a man, like a man in uniform?
Calm down, Turbo. I just want to say one thing. You know, none of us were inspired by that in any way, shape, or form.
No, you're the only one, really.
So it's just unusual that you have a screensaver of Rob. You know, normally you'd think, you know, you got a picture of a sunset or you got a babe on there or something like that.
Well, you know, the CBS policies are pretty stringent on a...
That's a good cover.
But sexual
it's a good cover, Bo. I like that.
Works both ways.
Would you like to ever, you know, go out and have a beer with Rob?
How many nights have I stayed awake just dreaming?
Now, you're being flip, and you're trying to be. But, you know, the fact that you're trying to cover it with this comedy, wouldn't you like to go, you know, have a night where you hang out with Rob Spiewak?
I'd kill to knock back a few with Rob.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You must come to the house some night.
Would you have Bo over to the house?
We'll talk about it. Do you have an automobile, Bo?
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll have to map quest.
What kind
directions.
Of car do you drive, Bo?
I have a Ford Ranger.
Ford Ranger pickup?
Yes.
It's a kind of a macho car.
Yeah.
It's a pickup truck. I mean, pickup truck is pretty cool.
The Ranger is a medium-sized pickup, right?
Yeah, it's not
big enough to carry a body in the back.
Yeah.
It's not four-wheel drive, is it?
No, it's not.
Do you have a girlfriend, Bo?
No, I don't.
Yeah, have you had a girlfriend anytime recently?
Not recently, no.
When's the last time you had a relationship? How old are you, first of all, son?
I'm 23.
You're 23. Young man just starting his career in the broadcast business.
Yep.
Enjoying yourself here?
Yeah, I love it.
You stayed cool even though video. I asked you to clean out your desk a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, you did fire me.
Yes.
But,
how's that working out for you?
That's good.
Pretty good.
Very good.
I've been I think Hughes is taking a shining to me.
That's Mr. Hughes.
That's Mr. Hughes. You can't say Hughes on the air. He'll fire you.
Excuse me.
He really will. He'll make you disappear.
Oh, yeah.
So if Rob says, you know, it'll be cool, maybe you go over to his house midsummer. Maybe when the patio's open,
you
Rob.
You know what might be nice? If we had a station get-together.
Yeah.
And we all went out and...
Oh, no. No, I disagree, Rob. I think really it ought to be you. And really, maybe I would ask Carrie and the kids to take a powder. You know, have them go down to Chuck E. Cheese for the evening and, you know, just have Bo over for a couple of steaks and beers. It's a macho night.
Didn't a judge request you not be in a house with kids anyway? I mean, I'm always in favor of upholding
the
law.
All right, Bo, get the hell out of here. Thank you very much for dropping by. We appreciate it. There he goes.
Would you email me a picture of that picture?
Yeah, I can email it.
Bo, are you like a country music guy? You got kind of a Western shirt on there.
No, I just like the shirt. I like the colors. Yeah. Brown.
Oh, blue. Me too.
Yeah, the brown is nice.
Brown is pretty.
Me too. Yeah. Absolutely. I like that.
Are there not 1,000 colors called brown?
Thank you, Bo.
All right. Thank you
may
you
be
guys.
Excused.
Good job.
Take
good job.
Care.
Thank you, Bo.
Go knock them dead.
I think that shirt had snaps on it.
That's a dynamo. That was a cowboy shirt.
Yeah. It really was.
He looked like Cowboy Bob.
I was hoping he could sing for us.
Yes, that's Cowboy Bob. Very exciting.
We're in Mount Hope.
So that's taking care of the gay part of our show. We appreciate that. Now,
so nothing else gay today.
Now everybody's very awkward. And Beth Ann, we have to get to your love life as well.
Yes.
You got 10 seconds?
Nah, we're going to take care
Come
of you,
on.
Honey. What do you think about young, impressionable?
I think it's a cowgirl
Would you
shirt.
Bet him?
No.
Why don't you bet him? Why don't you bed Bo?
During the break.
During the commercial break. Yeah. We'll be back with our first buzz of the afternoon and explore some other love lives as we continue on the big show.
It's the Michael Mara Show.